amazing unicorns.
That's the telegram. Telegram going out to our users, but we're talking instead.
Welcome to Marketing Headlines, everybody.
It's time for the Marketing Headlines.
Krispy Kreme, the donut company, saw its stock price jump crazy amount.
What?
Because of its expanded partnership with McDonald's. So as part of the deal, three more Krispy Kreme varieties will be offered at McDonald's nationwide. Sorry, I thought this one was really funny to me.
Imagine Olive Garden was like, we're going to start selling Texas Roadhouse rolls. You can buy this one thing from another restaurant.
Two of my favorite things in one place. Could this get any better?
My stocks are going through the roof. It's so weird to me.
I know. I mean, but like, it's one of those things where it's like, with this level where McDonald's and Krispy Kreme are, they're like these legacy brands, and like having these weird crossovers just sort of like, oh my gosh, I love both these things,
sure. You know?
And it's like amazing to me that I can create that much value to people. Vans does this all the time when they have like custom one-off like collaborations with certain brands. Like,
right.
Or like even Kizik, one of our former clients, they did one with Puff Marshmallows because their shoes kind of like they had a toasted marshmallow thing.
Yeah.
It actually was a really cool video and advertising campaign they did for it. It also adds like an air of legitimacy to both companies. I think in like Puff Marshmallows, like they're probably getting, so like it's like mutually beneficial, but it's weird how like seemingly incongruent partnerships are forming. Maybe McDonald's and Krispy Kreme are less incongruent, but maybe they're just like, hey, both the same type of consumers eat at these places and they love really unhealthy foods, you know, let's just put them in one place, you know. But like, it's crazy how there's a lot of like, wait, that's a collaboration between the two, and somehow it kind of works,
right? And there's a sweet option at McDonald's. I can see how it feels like a hole that it's filling up, maybe.
A donut hole.
Okay.
Let's move on. Next one.
Okay.
What do you got, Shay?
So, Reformation is a dress brand, high end, and they did a collaboration with Monica Lewinsky. And this is another collaboration, unexpected. People were so shocked because at first they showed just the back of her posing. And then people were like, who is that? And then they were like, oh, Monica Lewinsky? What a surprise. But they're doing like a double. Reformation was advertising their new work clothes line. And then Monica Lewinsky was trying to encourage women to vote. So there's some messaging along the lines of like, if you want to complain for the next 4 years, you got to go out and vote. Mm. And then she's modeling the clothes.
Gotcha.
It's interesting. I saw in one of the articles, they said a lot of people on Gen Z didn't even know who she was, which is really funny. One, it's like the brand is called like Reformation. It's like changing things. Like,
yeah.
I think that's kind of their MO. And then it's cool. It's like, oh yeah, she, over the years, people have realized what they've done wrong and like change and like on the cusp of innovation. It kind of brings that to mind.
Yeah. And like kind of a rebirth and redefining who you are.
Yeah. Redefining. Yeah. That's a great way of putting it. It's a really cool collaboration that's unexpected, but went over really well with the audience because, and that's, what's that phrase? Surprising yet fitting.
Yeah, you nailed it. If you were going to get it wrong, I was going to fire you.
And that's
like the backbone of
that's
like our
the backbone
entire,
of Harmon Brothers. And I feel like that collaboration is such a great example of like, no one expected that to be a celebrity collaboration, but it's so fitting and so cool. And
yeah, because like doing something like, you know, like I'm trying to think of someone who's been like popular on Instagram or something lately, like some influence, like let's say like Olivia Dunn.
Yeah.
You know, the LSU like gymnast that everybody's obsessed with. Mm-hmm. Like she did a collaboration with Viore, and it's like so obvious.
Yeah.
Like it's like, oh yeah, get like an attractive college athlete.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we're like, used to that.
This is so different. It's like Monica Lewinsky. It makes you pause and like be like, and then like also be like, that works. That works well like with her story, what works well with the brand story, and is totally something that was probably never on someone's radar.
Yeah. And she's also encouraging women to like use their voice, and it's like totally applies to her in the history of like her story.
Yeah.
And so, and it got people talking and got people excited about the brand and the new line. So I thought great move.
We're very cautious whenever clients come to us and like, I want you to get Maya Rudolph, or I want you to get this celebrity. Like, you know, there's one point in time in Fiber Fix, they were like, can we get Nick Offerman, you know, like to do like a Fiber Fix ad?
Yeah.
And it's like, You could, but like it's like it feels like it wouldn't be.
And that's a big part of the budget.
It's, I mean, it is the budget when you're dealing with like an A-list actor like Nick Offerman. Yeah. You know, like that's such a big swing to put it in there. So it's like there better be like more layers than like we just got Beyonce or we just got this. Right. Because if there's
they're famous.
Yeah.
And that's it.
There's tons of Super Bowl commercials that have incredibly famous people that if it's like not clever, you're like, oh, well, you're just like, who do we like? Oh, we like J-Lo. Let's get J-Lo in an ad. Right. You know, wouldn't that be cool? You know, it's like, oh, is that it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is that the only thing that ties you guys together is that you
paid her money.
Yeah. You paid her money and people know her and you want people to know who you are.
But like Michael Cera with Cera V. Yeah. That was such a clever like campaign on so many levels of like seeding it ahead of time and having social like posts come up of like Michael Cera signing all the like CeraVe like lotion and then him pitching it to like the CeraVe people. Like it was like, oh, that works like in a surprising way. That's also very funny
and paid off. It really paid off.
Yeah.
Job well done.
Still talking about it 3 months later.
Yeah.
Or however long it is 2 months later.
And now I think that will be a big example of brand partnerships with celebrities. That was what came to my mind too.
Okay. So this comes from Marketing Dive, and this 100% will ring true to you, Shay, when you hear this. But there's research that says over 80% of consumers state they want more product video, highlighting an opportunity for brands to differentiate themselves and improve their customer shopping experiences through rich, informative video content. I think this, I mean, we've been preaching this for forever. Mm-hmm. And like even with current clients that are contracted for like, hey, we're going to do your top of funnel advertising or even middle of funnel advertising. I always bring this up, and so do the other creative directors, of like, you should think about how video can elevate your entire customer journey, not just the top of funnel.
And we will spend hours brainstorming just the product demo. Like what is the best way to show off the product itself, like using graphics or using different people, or how can we,
like, what's a litmus test that you can show, or what's our kink on kink moment, which is like the, like a really clear, just visual demonstration of how the product works in the most powerful way possible. And it, I think like, here's an example working with a headphone company that's specifically for hearing protection for like people who are in construction environments or who are into shooting sports where they have like really loud noises around them. And it like basically protects the ears, but also allows them to listen to Bluetooth audio. And like one of the things, they have a lot of reviews on Amazon that are negative purely because they genuinely don't understand how to use the product. And they're like, well, we have like a good like user manual. And I'm like, yeah, it's a PDF that they have to go download versus like a 1 minute piece of content that it's like, here are the three steps to making sure you have the best experience. One, do this. Two, do this. Three, do this. And then like, you know, even framing what to expect out of the product, like actually can change people's user experience. Because if they have misaligned expectations of what it's supposed to do and it performs differently, then those expectations are like a 2-star review. Versus if they're like, oh, that's not what I expected, but they were transparent of what it was supposed to do and it does what it's supposed to do, 4 stars.
Amen. Managing expectations is the biggest thing. I got a product recently where the instructions were on the box. It didn't even come with a user manual because they had condensed it enough that you could just look and realize exactly
what to do. Was it clear enough?
It was clear enough.
Yeah.
And it was man, now it sucks because I can't remember the product. So, but it was such a, I had a warm and fuzzy feeling. It's like, is this God?
No, but I mean, like, that's like, I mean, it doesn't just stop at the sale. And I think people like video because it's audio that goes along with it. You're seeing visual demonstration. It's like closer to like an in-person sales experience when someone's showing you how to use a product, right?
Yes.
Like there's a reason in-person sales, like when someone comes door to door selling a vacuum, works so well. Cause you can see them, like, you know, like a classic, like door to door sales tactic is to like spill a huge amount of dirt all over the floor, take this like really like amazing brand new vacuum and be like, look how perfect it made your carpet look. It's like, whoa, that was cool. You know, it's like, it's just, and they're always really good at using it. And they like can demonstrate it. Like it's easy breezy, 1-2 step, you know? And that's essentially what you're doing with like onboarding videos with people. Like we did that with chapbooks back in the day where we're like, your like onboarding has to be connected into Instagram. There's a couple of steps. And so it's like, we wanted to make a series to walk them through that setup process before they ever even signed up. So the barrier to entry in their mind was really, really low. It's like, oh, I already understand what I have to do. I have to give permission for it to access my photos on Instagram. And then it's like hooked up and ready to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you got to handhold them through that. And I think video is so much better than a PDF or like an email. Like, it's just like people expect that now. They don't expect to read a manual. Like, this is here's a perfect example. My wife and I play a ton of board games. I cannot tell you the last time we read a board game instruction manual to learn how to play a game. We reference it for like specific rules, but it's because we go on YouTube and we're like, how to play Wingspan. And we watch a 20-minute video on 2x speed and we learn it better because we're seeing it actually play out. We're not just reading it and having diagrams. We're seeing someone play the game and our comprehension's higher, our understanding's higher, and then our user experience of the game is better because we understand how to use it and we're more likely to use it again.
It's less frustrating.
Yeah.
Yep. Really, if something is so frustrating to put together or to understand, that is like the lingering feeling you have. Even after you put it together, if you're
even like, if it does exactly what you wanted it to, you're like, this thing was annoying to put together.
Yes, and that's what you think of when you look at it. It's like a little bug in your vision.
You're like, ugh, get off there. I can't. Yeah. Scar. This actually ties into my product we're doing today for like show and sell.
Oh, cool.
So,
well, yeah, because here's the last thing I'll say. Because the emotion is the strongest decision maker for all 100%. Of us. And so if your emotion is negative at all, even if it's not about what the product delivers, then of course you're going to still categorize it as a bad experience.
Yeah. And I think that's like Apple, like as an example, everything on Apple, like their onboarding, when you open up a new Mac is so like, it's a nice, they try and make that whole experience. The unboxing is nice. Mm-hmm. The setup, even when you turn it on, having it like a nice like welcome video that has cool animations. You're like, oh, wow, I overpaid for this. I feel great about it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like when you open up your first pair of AirPods and it's like connect, you're like, what the hell? I didn't have to go to settings and push Bluetooth. This is incredible.
That is so true. And the last phone that I replaced, I hadn't had a new phone in so long. I didn't realize you just press a single button
and
it downloads. Yes. What the heck?
I know.
Well, it felt like a sci-fi movie. I didn't know we'd come that far.
We have.
I had no clue.
That was an iPhone 8. We've come a long way since then. But it's true. Like that whole customer journey experience can't just be video from top of funnel. Honestly, video is so helpful all the way through. And like YouTube has become like almost the go-to, even over Google, of how to do something. Like if you're troubleshooting your car, people go to Google. Like, they go to YouTube and they look up videos. If you're troubleshooting, like I did it when I was troubleshooting my dishwasher that broke earlier this year. I went to freaking YouTube because there's like very knowledgeable people that work on it all the time in their own shops. They knew exactly what was wrong with it. I called. They're like, yep, that's it. By the way, that sucks. That's like $1,000 purchase to fix this thing. You might just have to buy a new dishwasher, which is exactly what I did.
Oh, wow.
But I mean, I got to that way faster than having to like read manuals, try and figure it out, call shops, have a tech come out and see it. Anyway, I got to it way faster.
Yeah, amen.
So, yeah. Okay, so let's summarize. Okay, because we had two headlines we covered with collaborations. Mm-hmm. And the takeaway from both of those were you need to have surprising yet fitting collaborations. And then our last headline, we talked about the importance of video like being featured throughout your whole funnel, specifically for like product videos and understanding the product. That's the primary method in which people want to be explained something about a product.
And 80% of consumers agree with
more.
That.
They want so more.
They want not, yeah.
Everything is explained to you in video format, you know? And that's like so nice. I love it when I buy a product and like everything they have on the, they have a playlist on YouTube of like all these different things about onboarding on the product. I'm like, I love this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Shay.
Yeah,
high five.
Thanks, Shane.
Well done. Boom.
Thank you for watching Raising Unicorns.
Subscribe now.